We're going to go to Genesis chapter 9. And I'd like to share a little bit on the subject of remember and forget not. Those words are used a lot in the Old Testament. Years ago, a guy told me, I mentioned something to him that, he was an electrician and something that was concerning the job. And he goes, well, I always remember that which I don't forget. And I always forget what I don't remember. He goes, we'll see what happens. Andy Chapman. So, and it's simple, but it is accurate. You know, if you remember it, you won't forget it. And if you forgot it, you won't be remembering it. So, but remembering is something that God does. And it's also something that he wants us to do concerning certain things in his word. And about him. And in Genesis chapter 9, verse 16, is a promise that God made to mankind. And it says, in the bow, and it's referring to the rainbow, this is after the flood had ended, and the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. So God used a rainbow to be a remembrance to him of the covenant he made with not just man, but every living creature. And I remember for years thinking, yeah, but you don't see a rainbow too often. I mean, I've seen them. We've all seen them here and there, but it is here and there. But God's vision is the entire world. He sees everything that's going on in the entire planet. And there's rain, there are clouds, there's, you know, somewhere on Earth right now, it's raining and it's sunny. And so his perspective is he sees it wherever they happen to show up around the world. We only see it wherever we happen to be. So he could have a multiple daily reminder for centuries and centuries and centuries about this covenant. So God used a rainbow to remind him. It's a little bit better than the string with the bow on it, you know what they used. I forget what I put this on here for. Let's go to Genesis chapter 40. God utilized a rainbow to help him. Of course, it's a figure of speech, but it's pretty cool the way it works out. To remind him of what he made a covenant about. Chapter 40, and this is about Joseph, who was put in prison, wrongfully put in prison, and he was in the gatekeeper, the prison guard, put him in charge of the prison, as you know, and then he ended up interpreting by way of revelation two dreams of two of the inmates. And as both of them came to pass within 3 days, and one of them was a guy was restored back to being the butler for the Pharaoh. And Joseph, when he said what was going to happen, he said, and just remember me when you get to be in front of Pharaoh, remember that I told you this interpretation. Because Joseph wanted to get out of prison too. Well, verse 23, yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him. So this great thing happens to him, and the chief butler forgets to say anything to Pharaoh about this man Joseph that he met in jail, the prison that helped him get out. So then about 2 years goes by, Pharaoh has a dream, and he's demanding that people tell him what the dream was about and the interpretation. Nobody can. And then verse 9 of chapter 41, same guy, this chief butler, says, then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my faults this day. But who does that stuff? You know, something great happened to you that somebody did for you, and then you forget about it. And we do it. I mean, it happens. Mm-hmm. We forget a lot of things. But he woke up after the Pharaoh had a dream. I do remember my faults this day. So, it's just interesting, how life is. So, to forget Well, to remember means basically to bring to one's mind, to hold in one's mind, to recall in one's mind, and to forget is basically the opposite, to not hold it in your mind. And what's interesting is God has designed our brains to be able to dismiss information that is not pleasant to us. You know, we are all born with a sin nature, old man nature, and as we lived that old man nature before we got involved with God or His Word or disciplined ourselves to live God's Word, there are a lot of images, thoughts, actions, smells, sights that we saw that we would choose. You know, if we can get rid of those things, it's good. God designed our brains that stuff can get out of your brain if you don't want it in there. And of course, we do it with the renewed mind of placing new thoughts in and all that process. But the key to it is repetition. Whatever it is that you want to keep in your brain, you just keep bringing it to your brain and it stays there. I don't know how many of us have forgotten how many fingers we have on our hand. Right? Who's forgotten how many fingers you got on your hand? Well, it's almost ludicrous. You see them every day. So it's such a repetition, it's ludicrous to even question how many you have in your hand. What about God? Where did He engrave our names on Him? On His palms, so that we were always in front of Him. He would never forget about us and His people because we're right there. So there are images and things that can lapse out of our brain if we allow it to or choose to. And then there are great things that we can keep in our brain, even if we're in our 60s or 70s. It is still available to hold things in our brains and not let them escape. And repetition is part of the key. So let's go to Exodus chapter 13. We're just going to look as many scriptures as we can on this subject in a short amount of time. Exodus chapter 13, God does have a lot of direction to His people and commandments of remembering and not forgetting. Chapter 13, verse 3, this is the children of Israel. God wanted Moses to set up the Passover feast for the children of Israel to do every year, and it was for a remembrance, to remind them of what God did for them to get them out of Egypt, and also for the young people that never weren't there, that are the next generations, so they could be reminded of what God did for their parents and grandparents, etc. So verse 3, and Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which you came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For by the strength of hand, the Lord brought you out from this place. There shall no leavened bread be eaten. This day came ye out in the month Abib. And it shall be, when the Lord shall bring thee into the land of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, which He sware unto thy fathers to give thee, a land flowing with milk and honey, that thou shalt keep this service in this month. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, and in the seventh day shall be a feast to the Lord. Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and there shall no leavened bread be seen with thee, neither shall there be leaven seen with thee in all thy quarters. And thou shalt show thy son in that day, saying, this is done because of that which the Lord did unto me when I came forth out of Egypt. And it shall be for a sign unto thee upon thine hand, and for a memorial between thine eyes, that the Lord's law may be in thy mouth. For with a strong hand hath the Lord brought thee out of Egypt. Thou shalt therefore keep this ordinance in His season from year to year. And so God wanted them to do it to remind them of what God had done and the great hand of strength that God used to get them out of the house of bondage, and also for future generations to know what God had done for them. Now let's go to Numbers chapter 15. Numbers 15. remembering that which is what we should remember is a great thing to do. Numbers 15, verse 38. Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout all generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a ribbon of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them, and that you seek not after your own heart, and your own eyes, after which you used to go a-whoring, that you may remember and do all my commandments, and be holy unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the hand of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God. So the fringe benefit on this is that you can remember God's greatness and God's goodness and what he has done. And so we do it all the time. We have pictures that we hang on the walls. We have all kinds of things that we do in our head, trying to learn to speak in tongues a lot. You know, people would put SIT on them or have an SIT sticker. It was just a reminder, something to bring your head back to what you want to do or whatever. And so God's saying, hey, you guys, put the fringe on your borders, put a blue thing in there, and it'll remind you. I think it's just cool. They had the phylacteries, the things, the boxes, and they tied to their head. It was to remind, they put scriptures in there, to remind them of what God's word said. They made a religion out of it, but let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 5. Deuteronomy chapter 5. But what a practical thing that they had, that God helped them with. And we do it all the time for all kinds of things. Chapter 5, verse 15. And remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt, and that the Lord thy God brought thee out hence, through a mighty hand and a stretched out arm. Therefore, the Lord thy God commanded thee to keep the Sabbath. So he commanded them to keep the Sabbath. Of course, the Sabbath was designed that they didn't work, and more importantly, that they spent time in God's word and worshiping together. Just their attention was toward God. And if they could do that at least once every 7 days, the repetition there, year after year, may have some influence. But it's a bringing back that truth time after time. And he wanted them to remember that they were servants. And that Sabbath, to remember to keep the Sabbath. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 17. If thou shalt say in thine heart, because what he's doing is telling them they're going to go into the promised land and they're going to be dealing with people, countries, nations that are much more powerful and bigger than them. And he says, if you shall say in thine heart, these nations are more than I, how can I dispossess them? Thou shalt not be afraid of them, but shalt well remember what the Lord thy God did unto the Pharaoh and unto all Egypt. Remember, Egypt was the wealthiest, strongest nation on earth. And here God got these slaves that had no money, no army, no military stuff out of Egypt without anybody losing. And they got the wealth of Egypt with them. And out they went. And then Pharaoh tried, he tried to go through the same trick, going through the Red Sea on dry ground. And it didn't quite work for him. The entire military, all his might, the Pharaoh, washed up on the shore the next day, so to speak. And what might? And God's saying, look, when you go in, you just remember what I did getting you out of Egypt. It's interesting. Remember Goliath, when Goliath was challenged, the Philistine was challenging Israel to a duel. Instead of everybody fighting, how about just two guys? Me and you bring out your guy and we'll fight. Whoever wins, you know, is the winner. So they were stuck in fear for over a month. Remember, their minds were daunted and they just were shattered in their head. Nobody could think that they could take care of Goliath. And then your phone's remembering.
This is Dan.
And then David comes to visit. He's a little teenager, comes to visit, gives his brother some food and stuff, and he hears Goliath say what he says. And David says, "Holy shit, how are we going to do that?" David said, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that's going to defy the armies of the living God?" That's the mindset that God's trying to tell Israel. When you go into this land, you remember what I did to get you out. And David had that in his head. Who's this uncircumcised Philistine? What's the big deal? And then he, as we know, killed him. So when we get big things that challenge us, do we go, oh, or do we remember, hey, I'm more than a conqueror. Look what God has done. Look what God has done in my own life. You know, you can go to your own records of stuff and say, yeah, look, you know, why be shaken? Why allow it? It's just God says, remember, you know, I've done some things for you. Just remember that. And if you can't remember them, we got Hebrews 11. We got all kinds of places in the Bible. You can go take a look and see what I did. So it's pretty cool. Let's go back to Deuteronomy chapter 8. Chapter 8, verse 1. All the commandments which I command thee this day shall you observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or not. And he humbled thee, and he suffered or allowed thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee to know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God doth man live. Imagine living 40 years and never having to go, you know, make money to buy that food. Pretty good. Verse 4, thy raiment or thy clothing wax not upon thee, neither doth thy foot swell these 40 years. He's just kind of reminding him of some of the incredible things he did for him for 40 years straight. That's a little bit of a repetition. Thou shalt also consider in thine heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord does chasten thee. Therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks of water and fountains and depths that spring out of the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of oil, olive, and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness, that thou shalt not lack anything in the land, in it, a land whose stones are iron, out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes which I command thee this day. Lest when thou hast eaten and art full and hast built goodly houses and dwell therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thy house has is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led thee through the great and terrible wilderness, wherein were the fiery serpents and scorpions, and drought, whereas there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of a rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee to do good, to do thee good at the latter end. And thou shalt say, and thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. As the nations which the Lord destroyed before your face, so shall ye perish, because you would not be obedient unto the voice of the Lord your God. So God was concerned about them remembering, not forgetting. Keep checking in with his word. Okay, what is it that you want me to do? Okay, I'm with you. Just great stuff. Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 7. Remember and forget not. I always remember what I don't forget. Remember and forget not how thou provokest the Lord thy God to wrath in the wilderness. Why is he telling him this? Because he was just telling him, and don't you think that you're going in here and I've done all this because you guys are so wonderful and powerful and righteous and terrific. It's not because of that. It's just because I loved you, I picked you, and I'm bringing you in. Don't get a big head about yourself. And then he says, you know, and remember, don't forget, you know, you provoked me in that mountain, in the wilderness. From the day that thou didst depart out of the land of Egypt until you came into this place, you have been rebellious against the Lord. Don't forget that either. You've been a pain in the ass since you got here. Really, it's kind of funny. What does God tell us in Ephesians? Remember that you were Gentiles. Why in the greatest book of truth in the scriptures, in the book of Ephesians, that is, he says, well, now you remember, you were a stinker. Mm-hmm. Chapter 2, verse 11. Wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh or close by the blood of Christ. He wants us to remember, you know, before we got born again, we were out without him. We were dead in trespasses and sins. There's something to remembering where you were before you got so wonderful. You know, you see it once in a while, somebody, you know, does great things, and then they say, well, that person forgot his roots or where they came from, and then they get this big head and do stupid stuff because they forgot, you know, what stinker they were at one time. And God's trying to remind Israel, look, don't forget. You guys provoked me, were a pain in the ass, but I'm still going to take care of it. Let's go to Deuteronomy 15. Remember Saul? He was anointed to be the first king for Israel, and he was given an assignment to go kill, to get rid of the Amalekites and all their animals and the king and all that, and he comes back with some leftovers, and Samuel's confronting him and says, remember when you were little in your sight, that's when God called you. Now you think you're big shot and you don't need to do God's word and obey. But when you were little in your sight, that's when you got called. And so God wants us to remember, you know, not to stick it in our face like you would stick a dog's nose, poop or whatever they do. It helps us to remember to keep ourselves put where we are and stay thankful. It's, you know, I'm sure other benefits, but God wants us to remember, not to be ruled by it, but to remember. Deuteronomy 15, verse 15 says, And thou shalt remember that thou was a bondman in the land of Egypt, and the Lord thy God redeemed thee. Therefore, I command thee this thing today. You know, just remember, you at one time were a bondman. Romans says, you know, we were sold into slave, you know, into sin. You know, we were old man nature. We were dead in trespasses and sins. There's a lot in the book of Romans that says where the heck we were before we got born again. You know, it's good to know your past, I guess. Chapter 16, verse 3. Thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread therewith, even the bread of affliction. For thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt in haste, that thou mayest remember that the day when thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt, all the days of thy life. Verse 12. And thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in Egypt, and thou shalt observe and do these statutes. Just incredible. Well, we're just going to go to just a few more verses. 1 Chronicles chapter 16. 1 Chronicles chapter 16. God wants us to remember what He has done for us, where we've been, where we're going for us. Chapter 16, here's some things that He says for the believers back then to remember. They're all applicable to us and the truths of them. Chapter 16, verse 12. Remember His marvelous works that He had done, His wonders and the judgments of His mouth. We're to remember those things, His marvelous works. O ye seed of Israel, His servant, ye children of Jacob, His chosen ones, He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Be ye mindful always of His covenant, the word which He commanded to a thousand generations, even of the covenant which He made with Abraham, and of His oath with Isaac, and hath confirmed the same to Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, when you were but few, even a few, and strangers in it. And when they went from nation to nation, and from one kingdom to another people, He allowed no man to do them wrong, yea, He reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do no prophets harm. No harm. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Show forth from day to day His salvation. Declare His glory among the heathen, His marvelous works among all nations. These are some things that God wants us to do. And we're going to go to 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. This is written, as we know, by Revelation. And Peter, in this epistle, states that he's going to be leaving soon. He's going to die. God, you know, Jesus, says the Lord Jesus Christ showed him. He's going to die soon. So this is like his last writing he's going to do. And these are some of the last things that he's trying to say to them. And you know he's going to die. And verse 12, it says, wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet or adequate, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. Isn't that great? You know, we need that. We need to be reminded. We need to constantly review. It's a lot of work once you have something to maintain it. We know that with a lot of things. You know, you can put it together, but maintaining it sometimes is more work than the putting together in the first place. It's what we got to do with our brains. And lastly, in Hebrews chapter 6, this is really wonderful for us, and so thankful that God is like this. So he's not just telling us to do it, and he doesn't do it. He said he would always remember the covenant that he made with man and every living creature after the flood, that the rainbow would be a help for him to remember. And here it's just a great scripture. It's just wonderful to know and realize. Verse 10, "For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed towards his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister." He will never, ever, ever forget. I mean, there are a lot of things that we do for one another or whatever, and we may forget. Or we may forget to say thank you, acknowledge it. Or we just plain old forget. Or don't even know they did it. You know, how many times people have prayed for us that, you know, for things, you know, to bless our lives or have said stuff or done stuff. And, you know, we all have done so many things for one another and for many other people. And, God, you know, it's a blessing to do it. We do it because God wants us to do it. But God never forgets those things. And we will be rewarded in the future for everything that, you know, he's mindful, very mindful. He's not unrighteous to forget that which we've done to minister to his people, which is cool, really cool. He's doing what he's telling us to do. He has set this example and continues to set the example. So it's pretty cool what he does for us. And that's very comforting to realize, hey, if nobody ever acknowledges or recognizes it, it doesn't really matter. We didn't do it for that anyway. But God, he knows, and he will reward accordingly. So it's just a great thing. We have a wonderful God who does remember us. Oh, yeah, I remember that guy.